Gaming the System, the latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast companies are buying short podcast plays within mobile game apps, causing official downloads of shows no one may be playing longer than 20 seconds, according to Bloomberg's Ashley Carman today. Players get game tokens if they listen to a podcast for just 20 seconds, but because more than 60 seconds of audio are downloaded by the player, those plays count as an IAB-certified download from podcast hosts and in prefix services like Podtrack. That allows podcasts promoted in this way to charge for the ads delivered in the show and for that traffic to be counted in rankers. Well, who's doing this? One ad company interviewed says its main podcast client is iHeartMedia. So are those plays counting for iHeart's number one for podcasting Podtrack ranking? Our analysis exclusively confirms today that the embedded podcast players used do make a call to Chartable and a call to Podtrack. So unless Podtrack filter out this traffic, the plays will count for iHeart's ranking. We've asked Podtrack for comment. In 2018, we discovered that iHeartMedia was embedding podcasts on their radio station websites, leading to inflated play counts. In other news, true crime podcaster Mr. Ballin has signed with Amazon Music. Unlike previous Amazon Music podcast deals like Smartless, it appears to be an exclusive deal that will remove the show from other platforms. A new show has launched, but to listen to it, you'll need to travel to Sweden. Using geofencing, a new audio story from John Ajvide Lindqvist can only be played if you're in the Swedish forest, where the story is set. It's produced by Visit Sweden. CNN has laid off a number of podcast staff. The PRX Journalism Podcast Accelerator has welcomed its debut participants from across the US, and Acast is to run a special cross-platform campaign for International Podcast Day, which is this Friday. In People News, Gina Delvach is to lead KCRW's new podcast audience lab. She joins from Spotify, where she was head of Studio 4. And in podcast news, the award-winning Armchair Adventures has been picked by Virgin Atlantic to be the airline's first in-flight children's podcast. The show is made with elderly people across Manchester and has been described as a positive podcast by the BBC. And The Prince is the first long-form podcast series from The Economist. Xi Jinping is the most powerful man in the world. He's ruled for 10 years in China, and he's set to break convention by securing a third term at next month's Communist Party Congress. He could rule for life. But we hardly know anything about him. The Economist's China correspondent, Su Lin Wong, cuts through the propaganda and the censorship to figure out what makes him tick. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.